a beautiful night in the neighborhood, a beautiful night to see. I'm here with the people who love me.
Welcome to the KDRT family. Welcome to the KDRT neighborhood. And that's what we're going to talk about today, our neighborhoods. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pastor. And as the regular listeners know, usually, and I say usually, since COVID hit us almost 2 years ago now, I haven't had any guests in the studio, and that's normally what I do. I interview musicians, and since I can't do that, I've been having a little bit of fun playing music surrounding a topic that I select. And today it's neighborhoods. And the reason I'm doing that is in a couple of weeks, right here in Davis, California, Sunday night, we will have Neighbors Night Out. And the city of Davis supports this by creating flyers, signs, sending out emails to your neighbors, and someone in the neighborhood, whether it's a block or a condo unit or an apartment unit, sets up, and whether it's one time here in my little neighborhood, we grilled and we had a DJ come in and play music. So all of these things help create a neighborhood. And I would say in Davis, we probably have, I think the last I heard was about 60 of these things going on. And then the city goes around and the council members and other dignitaries of the city will visit as many as they can. A couple of the fire trucks go around and visit some of these places. Let's see, policemen do. So it becomes a fun day. Well, today we're going to play songs about neighborhoods. Some might be a little bit of a stretch, but I think you'll get the idea. And, you know, a neighbor's night out is one thing, but if you want to be involved in your community and help create a neighborhood, you might think about a few things, such as shop locally, meet your neighbors, go to local live music events, volunteer, all of those things. But we're not going to talk about that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song that links to a neighborhood. And in between songs, I'm going to read a couple of quotes from different folks in the world, what they had to say about neighbors. In the background, you heard A Beautiful Night in the Neighborhood. You all recognize that song. And we're going to start right off here with our first song.
Standing
Allentown, Billy Joel. A man is called selfish not for pursuing his own good, but for neglecting his neighbors. Richard Whatley. The neighborhood stores are an important part of a city child's life. Betty Smith. You probably recognize that voice. Mick Jagger, Neighbors. We live in a world that has narrowed into a neighborhood before it is broadened into a brotherhood. Lyndon B. Johnson. I am of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community, and as long as I live, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can. George Bernard Shaw.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes, all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, and they all got put in boxes, little boxes, all the same. And there's doctors doctors, and there's lawyers, and business executives, and they all get put in boxes, and they all come out the same. And they all play on the golf course, and drink their martini dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, and they all get put in boxes, and they all come out the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family, and they all get put in boxes, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
Pete Seeger, Little Boxes. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Pete Pastor, on the program called Listening Lyrics. Today, we are talking about neighborhoods and neighbors, and I'm playing songs that reflect that. In between songs, I'm reading a couple of quotes from what different folks around the country, maybe the world, have said about neighborhoods. And I'll do that right after I introduce the next song. The name of the song is Crazy Neighbors. And you must admit, not all neighbors are exactly what you might want them to be, but they're still your neighbor. Not everyone is your brother or sister in faith, but everyone is your neighbor, and you must love your neighbor. Timothy Keller. The impersonal hand of government can never replace the helping hand of a neighbor. Hubert H. Humphrey.
Oh, my.
There's a song about crazy neighbors done by the Fields. Well, you know, in some neighborhoods, you almost feel like you're part of the family. And in some cases, certain neighbors do become part of the family. And isn't that a wonderful thing? When the world seems large and complex, we need to remember that great world ideals all begin in some home neighborhood. Konrad Adenauer. Imagine what a real neighborhood would be like if each of us offered just one kind word to one other person. Fred Rogers.
Singing in the kitchen, family. Running through the yard, family. Going on vacation, family. On the credit card, family. All in this together, family. We're taking a chance, family. Like birds of a feather, family. Kick off your shoes and dance. City, laughing in the rain, it ain't always pretty, can drive you insane. Got the keys to the kingdom, take it out of our car, all four seasons, well bless your heart. Sons and daughters, family. Like a photograph, family. Baptized in the water, family. Put me on the map, family. All in this together, family. We're taking a chance, family. Like birds of a feather, family. Kick off your shoes and dance.
A song called Family by Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. Great little tune. Kind of a peppy tune, don't you think? While the spirit of neighborliness was important on the frontier because neighbors were so few, it is even more important now because our neighbors are so many. Lady Bird Johnson. You have to be involved in terms of what's happening in your neighborhood and what issues are there. Barack Obama. Our next song, well, I think we've all done that. At least I know I have. Have you ever gone back to your old neighborhood where you grew up in? Listen to this song.
I'm from a small suburban town in Maryland. I recently went back to visit my family and took a walk around the old neighborhood and wrote this.
I was visiting my dad in the state of MD. We're sitting on the couch watching AMC. He's still at the house in which he raised me. Still spends most of his time watching TV. An old western or a musical with Fred Astaire. Every commercial they're talking about Medicare. JJ from Good Times is the spokesman. I wonder how much cash it took for them to coax him into doing it. Times change, people age, both in real life and on the airwaves. I got up off the couch, walked out the front door. My old neighborhood I had an urge to explore. Up the driveway to the cul-de-sac. Took a look around and it all came back. Nostalgia ran through me and it tickled my soul. Took a deep breath and embarked on a stroll. A longtime resident sees me in waves from his driveway. I remember the day it was paved. The asphalt is cracking at a similar rate. street and in a similar design as the lines on his face. He said his wife had passed and he asked me to pardon him for the unkempt state that his yard was in. See, he kept the grass cut, but she had done the garden, and the large amount of weeds told the story of how hard it's been. It was nice talking to you, I told him, then I kept on walking. The next house down was very familiar. A memory played in my brain with an old movie filter. A scene of when my childhood friend lived there. I see the old couch, the old tables and chairs. I see my friend as a child, his mother and his siblings. A family from the past that once really existed. If I had dreamt it all, it wouldn't be much different. I pass by several houses in a row. Each one reminds me of a person I know. The rental property where they just let the weeds grow is like my homie Matt, who kinda let himself go. Shutters, shingles, siding and bricks. Some are like new, some really need to be fixed. Normal wear and tear as a house gets older. A squeaky sliding door kinda reminds me of my shoulder. A teenage kid drives by way too fast. Rebellious music of his generation on blast. Very reminiscent of myself of the past. The drums are more trappy, but the rap's just as crass. Mile after mile, my childhood is embedded in everything that I pass. The green street signs may be starting to rust, but the grass is the same shade of green, it's lush. It complements the yellow on the passing school bus as it slows down out the red stop sign juts. And the door of the bus is like my tear ducts. My eyes water up and out the kids jump. Each hit the street as the tears hit my cheek. I can't explain why it makes me cry, I'm just weak. The sun starts dropping, the sky gets less bright. The street lights all start to light. Pretty soon I'll be in the street light stage of my life, where I start heading home and day turns to night. I won't be around, but this neighborhood might, along with the song I was able to write. That walk built me up quite a healthy appetite. I'm so lucky I get to have dinner with my dad tonight.
Neighborhood Walk, done by Wax. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pastor. And today I'm talking about neighbors and neighborhoods. And in between songs, I'm reading a couple of quotes about neighborhoods before we go into the next song. But let me tell you about a show that really does talk about neighbors on KDRT 95.7, and that is a show called Davisville. And Davisville is hosted by Bill Buchanan. So let me just tell you a little bit about the show. Davis is full of interesting people, ideas, connections, and events. On Davisville, host Bill presents stories from in and around town that involve the Davis community. The show has won several Excellence in Journalism Awards among public affairs programs from the San Diego Press Club. So if you're interested, Davisville is, it plays on Mondays live from 5:30 to 6 and replays Tuesday from 5:30 p.m. from 5 to 5:30, Fridays from 10:30 to 1, and Saturdays from 8:30 to 9. And of course, as always, all of his shows are on the KDRT.org website. All you have to do is just plug in Davisville on the search part of the webpage, and voila, you can listen to many of the episodes that he's produced in the past. An activist is one who is actively involved in creating community, whether that is locally in their neighborhood or internationally. It's an admirable quality. Jasmine Guy. Many of the green places and open spaces that need protecting most today are in our own neighborhoods. In too many places, the beauty of local vistas has been degraded by decades of ill-planned and coordinated development. Al Gore.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go
you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on the apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. But you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
That, of course, was Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi. The more successfully a city mingles everyday diversity of uses and users in its everyday streets, the more successfully, casually, and economically its people thereby enliven and support well-located parks that can thus give back grace and delight to their neighborhoods. Jane Jacobs.
That one day we'd be fighting.
Suburbs, tuned by Arcade Fire. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pastor, and we're talking about neighborhoods. Here's a quote from Bill Fressel. "I feel so lucky that my high school was right in the middle of Denver, which is one of those sort of segregated towns with black and white and Hispanic neighborhoods. But the school I went to was right in the middle of the whole thing." Bill Friesen.
Autumn in New York. Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York. It spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds and canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York. That brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Autumn in New York. The gleaming rooftops at sundown. Autumn in New York. It lifts you up when you're let down. Jaded roué and gay divorcee who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that it's divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castle in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park greet autumn in New York. It's good to live it
Autumn in New York, Billie Holiday. Erman Brombeck, cleanliness is not next to godliness. It isn't even in the same neighborhood. All right, if you live in a high-rise condo where you share walls, this song's for you. Thank you.
There's been some hard feelings here about some words that were said. Been some hard feelings here, and what is more, there's been a bloody purple nose and some bloody purple clothes that were messing up the lobby floor. It's just a apartment house fool, so all you apartment house fools, remember one man's ceiling is another man's floor. One man's ceiling is another man's floor. There's some strange goings on, and some folks have come and gone, like the elevator man don't wake no more. I heard a racket in the hall, and I thought I heard a call, but I never opened up my door. It's just a It's like apartment house rents. Remember, one man's ceiling is another man's floor. I tell you, one man's ceiling is another man's floor. There's an alley in the back of my building where some people congregate in shame. I was walking with my dog, when I thought I heard somebody call my name.
One man's ceiling is another man's floor. Paul Simon. Hey, you're listening to Listening Lyrics right here on KDRT. I'm playing songs about the neighborhood, because in a couple of weeks, right here in Davis, California, it's all about neighbors. Neighbors Night Out. And in between songs, I'm quoting a couple of quotes from different people. So let's have a quote from Thomas Friedman. If you don't visit a bad neighborhood, it might visit you.
Tweedledum, you can drink all of my whiskey, baby, and I will drink all of your rum.
to get a little country in this playlist here. Rundown Neighborhood, Linda Ortega. Well, let's have a quote here from an ex-president, George H.W. Bush. We cannot hope only to leave our children a bigger car, a bigger bank account. We must hope to give them a sense of what it means to be a loyal friend, a loving parent, a citizen who leaves his home, his neighborhood, and town better than he found it. Little Los Lobos there for your listening pleasure, called The Neighborhood. Hey, you're listening to Listening Lyrics right here on KDRT. I'm playing music about the neighborhood. Yes, we all live, most of us live in a neighborhood, and if you live way out on a farm somewhere, you also have a neighborhood. It's just your neighbors are spread a little further. In between songs, I'm reading a couple of quotes from different folks. And I love this one. It's by Steve Goodyear. The only people I am aware of who don't have troubles are gathered in peaceful little neighborhoods. There is never a care, never a moment of stress, and never an obstacle to ruin a day. All is calm. All is serene. Most towns have at least one such worry-free zone. We call them cemeteries. Don't go back to Rockville, REM. Hey, you've been listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. We've been playing songs about neighbors and neighborhoods. We're going to go out with one song called The Neighbor Song, and that's done by the Lake Street Dive. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the last one.
I can hear my neighbors making love upstairs. Their love is rattling my tables and my chairs. Keep me awake. The love they make is keeping me awake. While I'm just trying to get some sleep on the ground.